FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stones.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop?
Right here. If you'll take the chorus stop.
Transformers, defenders of truth, robots who fight in this.
Welcome to TFYLP number 186. I'm one of your hosts, Headmaster Don. Joining me this evening is Brycey, Plasticon, Sideburn 2, and Megamus. Gentlemen, how are y'all doing tonight?
Good, for the second time tonight.
For the second time. Yeah.
Groovy.
Yeah, we had a slight timey-wimey problem. Went back and fixed it, so we're going to do this again even better. You will never know how good the first one was. It was so awesome. It was incredible. We're going to try to make it even better just
for
you.
We even had lens flares and explosions, guys.
We're Michael Bay, J.J. Abrams.
I'm just trying to figure out how I can get that sexy radio voice.
You mean like this?
Yeah,
the sexy radio voice.
I'm on radio.
Radio. Well, we've got a couple of interesting topics for you tonight. We've got some news. We've got some discussion. We've got probably no Massey attacks as he is sleeping in a new box that I got for him. It's just a plain cardboard box, but to him, it's new and fun.
Take him up, ship him off.
That's unacceptable. You got to get that box out of there.
No, he's quiet for once. So let's go ahead and start with the news, because there's a lot of interesting things going on. And I'm going to toss that to Megamus to bring up the first news item.
You know what the best part is? When you get to do this twice, I'm actually prepared this time.
Do you want to put it up, or do you want me to put it up?
I got it. It's already here. It's there. Basically, the official club, Transformers Convention Club, hey, our collectors club.
Or convention club.
Well, yeah, this place here, it is having a wonderful sale. Some of this stuff's amazing. We were just talking about it. You should have heard it. It was great. Look at this stuff. We like the Marissa Fairborn and the Afterburner or Afterbreaker for $30.
I picked up Tread Shot with Catgut for $19.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff, like I said, we'll get down to it. These are the ones that are blowing me away. You're talking about past BotCon exclusives, $8. $8 a piece. Look at these. Sandstorm, Electron. Yeah,
that's a good mold. That's one of the better movie Voyager molds.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That Electro was actually really good, too.
That's from the cup mold. I like that mold, too.
I like him better as an Electro than I ever did as cup.
Well, the thing is, pitchers don't do that thing justice, because most people that haven't had it in hand, you can't tell. It's got little glittery bits throughout the entire plastic. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
No, not GPS.
Not GPS. Right.
The good kind of glittery plastic.
It's still super gold sexy, yeah.
Now, then they also have the subscription service figure, Rewind. It doesn't come with Eject. It's just the one. But still, $19. From $49 to $19. That's insane.
This is Goodwill prices, guys.
There's your tread shot.
Yeah. Well, that Warpath mold is pretty much I will buy it. Other than the blast charge they did for the same year's Machine Wars, I've bought every version.
Which happens to be on here too.
It is. It's just that's a little plain for me. The blast charge version.
Let's see. Thrustinator, $29.
Thrustinator's awesome, guys. You should buy it.
Even though it's Fistatron, that's Fistatron to me.
Fistatron! Still Generation 2 to me.
And as I said before, which I cannot believe they still have some of these, anyone that loves the Viacon mold just cannot get over it. The two-pack that they did for BotCon 2014, which was the what was that one called? The one
Pounce, with the wings. Pounce and Wingspan.
No, but what was it called, the Viacon version? It was an Air. Was it Air?
Yeah. Just Viacon and the Air Viacon.
Okay, and redecoed and $55 for the pair. I mean, nice. Yeah. And then you switch over to the second page here, and there's my Transmutate that I'm gonna have to pick up for $29, saving $30 right there. And then there you go, 2013 BotCon box set. $150. Yeah. Don and I were talking about this before. We paid over $300 for this thing.
Yeah.
That thing was going for like $400 to $500 when it was being sold in the aftermarket there for a while.
And one of the coolest things about that box set is not the figures, it's not the box itself, but they went and added the KB style sticker to the front of it. That's one of the best things about the set.
Oh, and that's worked. And that's the pin is too.
Yeah, because I worked for KB Toys when Machine Wars came out, and all of our stuff came in. They came in with the red line drawn through the old price, and the new price wrote in cursive on the tag. That was just a great throwback to the KB days.
Well, and like I said before, I love saying this because we did 20 minutes of nothing, but they also have.
Hey, we have Lance Flares and Explosions.
We have the 2013 Club Exclusive Depth Charge.
Oh.
Like I said before, the Dawn's Future Past, the pre-Earth Maximals, most wanted set out there. You got to have Depth Charge for the Maximals.
That mold is an absolutely – it's one of the most unique jet molds I've ever done.
He is a –
Space Case, man.
Beautiful figure right here. Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Wishing I would have waited. I could have gotten him for $15.
If anything, buy it for the engineering alone because it is a beautiful piece.
Oh, yeah. It inverts itself in ways that I honestly cannot remember any other figure doing.
It's amazing how that thing transforms.
Are we going to keep this one PG-13? Because, I mean...
He just went off the deep end there, guys.
I'm telling you, no, I really could have. Said that he inverted, I was going to say more than a $2. But, you know, I mean, I could have, but I didn't. I'm reframing.
The big thing you're reframing after saying
it. Accident anyway.
Radio was going on.
But one thing though is, we're kind of wishing we had got our stuff at these prices instead of what we paid originally. But there's no way of knowing what they would have left this far in advance. You can't Prowl couldn't judge the logistics of that and it would come out right.
Well, let me ask you this. Who here did not get the 2006 BotCon set because they thought they could get it for half the price? What, 10 years later? You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I wish I had a dozen Dawn of Future Past sets.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but I have my one, so I have my one. I have my Megatron. I'm happy.
Very good molds. Very good.
Yeah.
Anything else in the
Can I have those?
Yeah, exactly.
After I die, no.
When you guys finally get tired of this stuff, we'll just, Sideburn here is going to give out his address, so you guys just mail that crap to him.
Which is actually part of our topic, but we're not there yet. We're not. So more in the news.
We're at the cusp.
We had official, unofficial, leaked, sneak peek, leaked photos of
visions from the future
of up and coming.
Got to do the whole
Hasbro offerings, possibly.
Yeah,
possibly, maybe, possibly. Hold on.
You got those linkies up there?
Yep. I still have the same links that we shared earlier.
Yeah, but we didn't get to do the mind wipe pun or the scourge pun, so.
Yeah.
Our listeners are just not going to be happy about this.
Well, see, like I said, you will never. You will never know. Awesome, what you never saw was.
Yeah, because now we're just going to breeze by these guys because we don't care anymore.
Because we had explosions, guys. We missed out on the explosions.
Apparently, we caught something at Google exploded. Apparently, I mean.
Oh, it's the lens flare.
Add up the lens flare.
I'm sure it's something that I did. So
it's that lens flare behind you, man. Jeez.
No, it's probably one of the Shogun Warrior's fists just flew off and hit a button when you weren't looking.
That's what it was. Damn!
Like rocket punch. No.
Damn you, Guy King! Damn you!
So we got brand new renditions of Mind Wipe and. I got to tell you, this looks just like the G1 version, just more upscale. I dig about the fact that it doesn't have these big wings sticking off the back of it. It looks like we talked about before that they took it and they integrated it into the legs is what it looks like.
Yeah.
But we still, and I still am not sure of this. Is this up in the left-hand corner? Are we sure of what that is above the gun?
I'm thinking that's a partner gun, but it's hard to tell. Like, because we'll see it on the next guy.
Like the Target Masters?
Well, we'll see it on the next figure revealed, but I think they come with weapons that the headmaster can fit into.
Yeah.
I think it's more for vehicle mode transportation.
You know, and that's actually a pretty good, I bet it's unintentional, but the Diclones did that. They had sleds.
Oh, yeah?
This is a question I have, though, because you know how Hasbro has to, you know, redo every mold there is and like come up with a new character. What do you think they're going to do with that one,
George?
Wow, that one's kind of put itself in a corner.
If anybody probably knows, Sideburn might say, you know, at least a couple. Beast figures probably.
Well, yeah, I want to see this. Hopefully, I know this in Skullcrusher.
I know. Yes. Recolor is Optimus Primal, and you Skullcruncher is Megatron.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to see that. If not from Hasbro, I want to see that from the club at some point.
Oh my goodness!
We'll see.
What's that other Beast Wars that is actually a bat?
Well, there's Onyx Primal, but he's just a
recolor. Well, we're gonna pretend like
he doesn't stand up at all. That thing is
we're gonna pretend like he doesn't exist.
But we don't like that one. Don, you were saying?
Well, no, I was saying I had brought this up when we got Positum, and we finally got the Croc mold from Fans Project. I was hoping this year we would see the Mind Wipe mold from Fans Project as Optimus. And the Skullcruncher mold as Megatron, as a Beast Wars 2 pack.
Well, I agree with you, but I think you're going to have a better shot at that happening than you do at these getting remolded by the Hasbro versions getting recolored.
Hasbro is unlikely, but
well, that would be a great club exclusive if they could have that for. Well, this year's already spoken for, but I mean, you know, it could be an online exclusive at a retailer, you know, to celebrate the 20th anniversary.
If they do the subscription service, I would buy the subscription service in a heartbeat if that was in it.
Yeah,
that's a wonderful idea. Both of those,
because you could have if he's Optimus Primal or the Bat version, you could have him as Ugg Wickwicky as the headmaster.
Ugg.
Oh goodness! Yeah.
Oh God.
I would hope that they do Weird Wolf because then you can do Weird Wolf as Wolfang.
Wolfang.
Or and, K-9.
Well, K-9 would be kind of weird because they'd be painting a yellow wolf into a yellow wolf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, German Shepherd.
Yeah. But what was the Titan? what was the fan vote that won the new Titan figure that they were going to release? It was Scorponok?
No, Trypticon. Trypticon.
It was Trypticon.
I voted for Scorponok, but
I voted for Trypticon.
That's kind of disappointing because I really would like to get all the Decepticon headmasters since they turn into animals, and that's just not going to be complete without that the Scorponok.
Well, all I'm going to say is if they're going along this line where they're bringing back all the headmasters and updating them and everything, then I want my ape face and I want my Snapdragon.
Now, we have seen artwork from Fans Project for those down the road, but as long as it's taken to get the croc slash Optimus Prime mold, I don't know how long it's going to be before we see the Horrorcons.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, you can always hope, and you can always, but once again, like I said, I think some of these recolors and everything and these the renditions and everything, I think we're going to have to look more towards third party than from official.
But with the amount of retools we're seeing, like Magnus and the Optimus, there's never been a greater chance to get some of these other characters officially with the amount. But again, it's still the odds. You got to play the odds.
Here's another one. And I could start a segue into it, but I'm not going to. Every single time you take something that's not G1 and you make it out to be something like, let's say, maybe a masterpiece, you get some people in the fandom that are up in arms over it. You get others that are praised about it. So,
sort of like them taking like MicroMaster characters and giving them larger bodies.
Exactly.
Like Countdown was for the using the Red Alert mode.
Exactly. I'm sorry, but I didn't see the similarities where they needed to use that name for that particular mold.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I had the Red Alert. I didn't have the Countdown, and I personally didn't like the Countdown colors on that mold. I thought it fit Red Alert better.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a great toy. It's just when they take a MicroMaster and they do that, it's kind of weird sometimes.
Well, again, Hasbro has said at BotCon, for a while, they were just throwing names on products to keep names and keep trademarks. But now they've realized that they need to be a little more selective with the process to make sure that it fits the character.
Well, even when we had Archer on last year, he said the same thing. He said back then they really didn't care about the names, and they didn't really see that importance that we have with those names connected to a character. And so they were just throwing names on anything and everything.
Right. But the next figure, I think, is one a lot of people are going to really like.
You mean this guy?
I mean that guy right there.
We're talking about Titan Wars Scourge.
And I'll be honest, I just...
The Tracker, not the tanker truck.
Yeah. I just bought Andreas on eBay today. I got a good deal on it, but I will probably still be picking up the Titan Master Scourge just because I like the way he looks in both modes. But I do hope there's a little more paint on there.
Now, what is the size on these?
These are deluxe.
I thought they were a little larger than deluxe.
This one we can't see, but up here on the top of the Mind Wipe it says Generations Deluxe.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are going to be geared more towards, and you can't, I guess you could still say Classics line because of the sizing. And that's something that I was talking to Don about. We were talking about certain characters, and I'm like, well, like there's certain ones that I want that I consider masterpiece, and there's other ones I consider these are just straight up the classics, and I don't want them mixing. So for something like this, I do like it. Chances are I'm not going to get it because it's in that classics line in my eyes.
Yeah. Well, see that's why I got Carry, even though I have the protector armors, because the protector armors fit your classics.
Right.
But for masterpiece, I really want to Carry, and that's the reason I got him.
That's just the size difference. I mean, I can understand that because you have folks out there that have a masterpiece shelf that's got nothing but masterpiece. Then you got the classic shelf, and then you got guys that just collect like G1 and G2, and they put them all on certain shelves to be displayed. So it makes sense.
Well, and then you got people like me that had all both, and then ran out of room, so they had to get rid of one.
That's true. I mean, and that's the downfall about collecting like we do, because God knows how many like. I mean, honestly, I would really like to know the person that's literally collected almost every Transformer that's ever been released. How large that room is.
Their names are John and Carl Hartman, and you see how much they have.
And it was
probably
a
like a warehouse. Literally.
It's called storage and figures that they've never seen.
I forgot I had that. I forgot that even existed.
Well, I do that all the time. I found a Toy Biz Hulkbuster, the Toy Biz Hulkbuster Marvel Legends that I forgot I even had.
It seems like we're kind of getting into the topic. Are we done with the news?
Well, we have other stuff.
Go with it.
Yeah, because one of the big ones is we don't want to monkey around with this one.
Yeah, we'll skip over this. There was a like blurry image that this is supposed to be Alpha Trion, but it's not that interesting. Also, there's a Chrome Dome head. We're not sure if it actually comes with a Chrome Dome body.
It's probably just the head.
Eventually.
Yeah,
they're thinking about it.
Well, the thing is you laugh, but there is the Titan Masters class figures, which is just a headmaster and like a little vehicle that they plug into. And we have already seen several characters like Horrible, as just the head.
Yeah, and also, vehicle.
I mean, to me, that's a missed opportunity. You think they would just release all the heads into like a pack? And that's it. Don't put these little vehicles, just the heads, because that's all people want. The vehicles are going to go in a bin or left in the packaging and never removed.
Well, I don't know, Plasticon, because like for Power Rangers, there's a set of Dino Charge batteries at Toys R Us.
Right.
It's like 20, 25, 30 batteries in this pack, and it's just sitting there. And that's one thing you would want to buy is the batteries for your Dino Charge Morpher. But the sets are just sitting there. So
it's only for like honestly, those sets are designed for the hardcore collector, the guy that wants everything, instead of buying just like I just want to get this guy. I mean, if you think about it, they completely keep releasing these packs and say they get about halfway through, they're not making enough money, but they got this whole line that never gets released. Then you're stuck not getting that guy because they're not making a lot back on it. To me, it's better just to release a head pack that somebody could buy, and then release these other individual ones. That would make more sense.
Yeah, it's the problem is, I agree. It's just we'll never know the logistics behind
a Toys R Us exclusive or something of just nothing but the heads in one pack, and that's it. Because the only people really going to buy the head pack are your hardcore collectors. Hardcore collectors aren't going to want to go out and find all these little bitty packets and try to find them all. They're all going to jump on BBTS and pre-order the whole set when it comes out, and the little vehicles will go in.
Or they could always do them as blind bags, like they do with Creo.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, because that goes over well, because everybody's like, oh, I can go find out what the code is, and then when they quit putting the codes up, and then somebody goes out and buy them, they got like eight of the same damn thing and one a different one, and it's like, why am I doing this? Then they get ticked off, and then they stop doing it. It's blind bags are an okay thing, but you got to do it. You have to have some kind of strategy behind it.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Seriously, I know Lego collectors out there. They get ticked off when they unbox the same character for like the fifth time. Nuts.
But since we were talking about Mind Wiping Beasts and stuff like that. The next one I think is going to be, I think all of us, this is on our short list to buy.
Oh, someone might.
We finally have reveals of the prototype for...
Blastoff. Oh, no, sorry.
Blastoff!
For Optimus Primal.
I love it!
Masterpiece.
It's great. I mean, I've said this before, but his robot mode silhouette... it's perfect. It's balanced. It's strong. It's powerful. But it's also sleek.
I'm looking at the heads. Now, do you think that's an engineered thing, or do you think those are swappable faces for the gorilla?
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure about. It's, I mean, because I can't read Japanese, so, you know. But the funny thing is we were talking about it a couple weeks back, and we said, you know, this figure had to have a few things to make it better than any previous Optimus Primal. Because Optimus Primal is, in its history, has always been a solid toy. And we said it had to emote well in beast mode. And then we even mentioned having faces that could swap. And then a few days later, this hits, and we see him standing, we see him crouched in beast mode, something that the original figure really can't do. Not only that, but we see he has three different beast mode faces, which look like they just, you know, pulled his face out of the cartoon and stuck it on a, yeah, you know, resin right toy.
You know, and he's got his swords, and he's got his wrist blaster, and he has his shoulder blasters.
We gotta have the skull mace.
I was about to say, where's the mace? There's got to be a mace.
Well, but the mace isn't canon to the show. It was never in.
It's canon to the toy, which most people remember. So, if anything, have it as a separate accessory.
Yeah, well, see,
maybe
see,
like a storage compartment in it.
Well, I was actually talking to a paladin of Superhero Time, and we were discussing what it could be added to that, and we were thinking the riot shield, the mace. I was joking the little flower in the pot that Dinobot gave him that one episode in Guerrilla Warfare. You know, just little odd things like that. But with this being a wholly new mold, I doubt there's very little engineering was used from other masterpieces. As far as parts and stuff, this is probably the most original thing they've done in a while. I don't think we're going to see a big accessory count, especially with having multiple faces and light up eyes. Right. I just don't see a huge accessory count with this. The main ones have gotten hit though. The wrist gauntlet, the swords. Mm-hmm. You know, I would like to see the riot shield, but that's, you know.
Well, I mean, I can see. I mean, because, you know, we talk about, like, third parties doing accessory packs.
Oh, yeah, that could
There's
be.
There's a prime opportunity.
Ha-ha!
There's a primal opportunity.
Primal opportunity, yes.
Well, he did say that's just prime a lot in the show. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Well, Brycey, what do you think? You've been kind of quiet. What do you think?
He looks pretty good.
Oh, heck, shut up. You talk too much.
You shut the fuck up. It looks a lot better proportioned than the old one.
Yeah. The TFYLP is brought to you by the letters F and never mind.
And you.
Hey, the 86 movie said it. We can say it.
Yeah. Right. But
we have to give that PG-13 rating.
Yeah. This Primal, barring a really outrageous price like Year of the Monkey Primal, which is about $150 most places.
It'll be roughly $150, I think.
You think so?
I think
electronics,
that
electronics bigger mold.
Compared to the Year of the Monkey Primal, I would not hesitate to drop that much money on this thing.
Well, then my next question is going to be, what size do you think it'll be?
I would say MP10. Honestly. I wouldn't see them going any larger than that.
I'm thinking somewhere between the Dotson Brothers and MP10, just because he has that long torso and long legs. But I don't see him being taller than MP10, just because every time they come out with a new masterpiece, they have to find out where the scale falls. With this being the first Beast Wars character, obviously it cannot be in scale with the Autobots, because he'd be 6 inches tall. So we know that. So we know that's not going to happen. So for all the Beast Wars figures are going to do, however many that may or may not be, he will be the MP10 for Beast Wars figures. So yeah, I can't see them being bigger than MP10.
So educate me here. I've never had an MP10. I've never seen one in person. Is he about the same scale as Soundwave and Grimlock?
He's shorter than Grimlock by about, what, 2 inches?
Yeah.
So then he's definitely shorter than Soundwave as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say if this is if there's a good chance that this is a one-off because it's the Beast Wars 20th anniversary and they're just doing Primal, I'm going to kind of hope that maybe it's more along the scales of Grimlock and not, you know, because if they're not worrying about making it in scale with the rest of a line that's going to come out later,
yeah.
I would hope that they just sort of go all out with this one and...
Well, I'm thinking what we're going to be seeing is, if not this year, we will be seeing the regular G1 masterpieces broken up on rare occasions with a few Beast Wars. Because I cannot imagine us at some point not getting a Megatron. If it's not in this anniversary year, we're going to have to get a Megatron at some point. Just because Hasbro had said that they know certain characters belong with each other. That's why you always get the Seekers. You always get the Insecticons. You know, certain groups go together. If all you're going to have in the near future is two Beast War characters and one of them's Primal, you've got to have Barney Megatron. Personally, I would prefer Transmetal Megatron, but you want to keep it the same aesthetic.
I think
I can kind of argue that because you think about it, we're never going to get a new masterpiece Megatron in gun mode, but they could have come out with some type of alternate thing that would work, that would have the same aesthetic in robot mode to go with MP10.
There's no way to make anything that's not a gun or a masterpiece. They might as well just put a potato and say it's Megatron.
Yeah.
Or maybe
masterpiece is accuracy, not size.
Yeah. Masterpiece G2 Megatron.
I'm saying. Yeah, maybe a Masterpiece G2 Megatron, which would work in scale.
Yeah,
I know some people out there don't like the tank Megatron. I get it. I love tank
Megatron. Leader class.
But
they made it for all the people who were complaining about the gun mode, so they made them the leader class they can throw in there.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, I've got him sitting on the shelf. I mean, it's good.
But, you know, the weird thing is, you know, I'll be dead and gone in probably another 20 years or so. But y'all younger kids, y'all will get to see all these Beast War masterpieces come out. And be able, one day in 20 years, you'll have a whole shelf full of masterpiece Beast War figures.
Don't you dare promise me things that you can't hold them to.
These whippersnappers, man.
Well, I would love to see more. I'll tell you what,
you get on my lawn.
I would love a masterpiece Tigertron. I would love to see them do a masterpiece.
I would love to see
a bunch of masterpieces. Rat Trap.
No, Pterosaur.
Rat Trap better.
I want a masterpiece Mach Kick.
And you still have to pull them apart, transform each half, and stick it back together.
Stampy needs one.
And the cherry on the top, it's gonna have like a little rainbow tramp stamp on its butt.
Oh, here we are.
My Little Pony sticker.
it's optional sticker set. No, Masterpiece Moon.
and the part swap is that it gives it a different colored mane that makes it all rainbow along with its tail, and its eyeballs make more like My Little Pony eyeballs.
This setup just writes itself, you know that?
we're giving them ideas, and we don't need to be giving them ideas.
You know what's going to happen.
Plasticons groaning out on us.
No, I'm not. This is funny.
All right.
So my Brody fans out there.
but also on that same page, just real quick, we do see pictures of Masterpiece Blastoff, Combiner Wars Blastoff. Which is, I've already got the set pre-ordered. I'm not sure anyone else does, but I've seen
photos of it. It looks pretty cool.
Yep, so.
Now, I'm trying to figure out the transformation. Is it similar to the helicopter?
Are we talking about the blast-off for the Titan, or for Unite Warriors?
You're not Warriors.
No, it's a whole new mold.
Yeah, it's a brand new mold.
Can anybody bring that up real quick so we can see it?
Let me.
Viewers.
Fast.
Because they probably have not seen it.
The easiest way to find it is probably just to go to a store that sells toys.
Yeah, you know, Megalus, you got anybody that you know that might have, like I say, a G1 Bruticus for people who want something a little retro?
Well, absolutely. How about Mega Toy Fan? How about Mega Toy Fan? Maximize your collection, minimize your cost with Mega Toy Fan. I didn't do it in the sexy voice that you did, but I tried.
He doesn't have that sexy microphone up in his face. I get you one.
You mean like this?
What about for your third party and like the Takara overseas? You know, you want that stuff. You what about that? Does anyone got a store for that?
Oh yeah, I mean, obviously, Capture Prey at CaptureProey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Capture Prey. The newest pre-orders going up all the time. New arrivals all the time. So be sure to check them out. You know, we've got a great Galvatron coming out from Titan Wars. But let's say you got DX9 carry like me. You're going to want a matching Galvatron.
Crap.
You know, check out them for Tyrant. Or the upcoming figure from I forgot. Who is the other
Galvatron? I don't know. I love that company. Oh, I forgot. That's with a capital O, right? Yeah.
No. It's Captain Prey. I just couldn't remember the name. There's another Masterpiece Galvatron coming out, but I couldn't remember the name. But yeah, CaptureProey.com. Check them out for all the newest third party and Hasbro releases.
I failed because Capture Prey doesn't have the pictures up yet.
There you go.
I tried to find the pictures.
They have so much stock the website can't hold anymore. That's what it is.
There you go.
Where are you?
Well, hurry it up. You're keeping us in suspense or we're going on to the topic.
All right, here we go.
Not then?
I mean, I don't want to.
There she is.
It would be a faux pas to show a different website while we're plugging the sponsor.
Yep.
So they're definitely going animation model with that blast off.
I'm just trying to figure out the chest transformation. Do you just think it just kind of folds in half or something and the head pops out? For the nose cone?
I really can't tell that out. Great prototype because if it was colored, you could sort of see where the colors end up at on the different modes.
Right.
I just can't on a gray prototype. I have just trouble telling what goes where.
Well, it's kind of hard to see with where the nose goes, the nose of the cone, the nose cone.
The only place it could be is inside of his chest. Yeah.
That's the Technobot Megabus.
Yeah, I think it flips into the chest.
No. I see this.
We did this last time.
If I do a screenshot of your screenshot, then we get that infinity looking thing. The front looks like the very top right behind the nose. So I see that, like you said, the nose flipping in, the head coming out, and it going inside the chest.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it looks like to me. Then the arms are along the side.
Well, the picture I have right here, you can actually see the nose cone better, and it's kind of a scale representation.
I actually think his head is right in here in the nose cone, and it actually collapses down on the body. Instead of like flipping in, it collapses down.
You do realize that you could take your little mouse and flip it over your little screen share, and we'd probably see what you're talking about.
I am clicked on to Jason's screen share.
Here, I will switch it. There we go.
Oh. I was on yours, but that's okay.
Well, we can go back to mine as well.
Anyway, I just want to point out how good he looks, and that I'm definitely looking forward to getting that set. I do want to see it in color, but that's definitely makes me happy. Because, you know, I can understand some liberties with, like, Rook versus Groove, which I understand, but with the Combaticons, are my jam, and I want them to be right.
We've had this discussion before, you and I, and Bruticus is our favorite, and I'm sorry, right now, I'm looking at the best representation so far.
Yeah. But
I still want the best looking one so far.
Well, you know, I'll be honest. I wasn't.
G2 colors. Yeah. You know, go ahead, put your main there for aliens, because you know.
Yeah. But you know, G2. Like I said, I wasn't going to get the American version because of the blast off, not because he's a jet, but that is the wrong face for that character.
Yeah, that's the big problem I have with blast off is. I don't care if they use the jet, but they use the wrong head.
But I'll be honest, because as I mentioned on Twitter week before last, I found 3 of the 4 Combaticons at Kmart for $4 a piece. So
complain about that.
Yeah, cheap helps.
Oh yeah, cheap will sway you anytime. I'm going this way; it's cheaper. So, speaking of cheaper, which is not the reason, but. I want to pose a question to the group. And my question is, I'm thinking of stop collecting. I think I'm done. I think with a lot of the topics of the news of certain things, the way I feel that the fandom is going and the products that we see coming out, aside from a few things, like I said before, the Masterpiece Primal, I'm gonna get that, but I think I'm done. I just don't see the sense in buying anymore. And my question to you guys is what do you think? Do you think I should or do you think I shouldn't? And let's start with Jason.
Dude, I think you should continue collecting. You don't know what they're going to be bringing out within the next 10 years. You don't know what they're going to bring out in 5 years. I mean, just because the club is, you know, almost coming to a, you know, all this stuff's kind of coming to a screeching halt with some of this stuff doesn't mean we won't get exclusive things. There might be that one time they release the one thing that you really wanted. I mean, I can understand if you're kind of like me, because I kind of started limiting what I was collecting.
Yeah, but I've already done that. I did that.
And some people, and I can understand that, but my whole thing is, no, you shouldn't stop collecting. It's something you love to do. It's like, I don't know, it's just like loving that one thing that you have and just like up and just stop loving it all of a sudden and walking away. It's like, I don't know, I can understand letting go of certain things, but just, you know, completely stopping something, I don't think it's honestly healthy, because some people, that's part of their life. It defines who they are. You know, take me for instance, right? I've had a love for filmmaking my entire life, and I have done all different kinds of stuff throughout the years dealing with that. Now, if I just completely gave up on it and just walked away and never did it again, I'd lose who I am. I would.
You're saying that your passion, your collecting, defines who you are.
Yes, it does. It shapes who I am.
Okay.
I mean, because it's like, you know, when all of us grew up watching all the old cartoons, and if you have the one old cartoon come on TV and you're just like, I don't want to watch this anymore, you turn it off and you stop ever watching it again, you kind of lose a part of yourself, you know? I mean, it's like, say, tomorrow I got up and I'm like, you know what, I'm done collecting. I'm going to take it all and just stick it all on eBay and walk completely away from it. Then what else would I do?
Well, I'm not saying.
It's kind of
void. I'm not saying box everything up, sell it, get rid of it, and all that.
Right.
I'm saying that there's been such good and bad. There's been so many things that this has taken up a lot of my time. And a lot of my effort, and like one of the things that I always loved is that I always gave myself, you know, what I would call a holy grail. And you're always going to have that, you know, white whale. You're always going to have the thing that you're chasing for. So Are you ever going to be complete? Probably not.
I mean,
why try?
I don't know. Cause I mean, myself, like I said, I mean, I had pretty vast collection. You know how big my collection was. It was insanely huge. And I got to the point that, yeah, I mean, I had this, I had that. If I had to make a custom of it, I had it. And I got to the point that it was just overwhelming. I can understand that. Because, you know, you're chasing that one thing you always thought you'd never have. Like, most of the guys out there thought they'd never have a Fort Max. Now everybody's got one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really weird, but it's like, now I got that, so what else is my grail? The thing is just trying to find that you the one thing that you love to collect. I mean, I know some folks out there, yeah, you know, they collect, you know, not just Transformers, but they collect Machine Robo and GoBots. Some collect Shogun and Shogogan and stuff like that and figure arts.
I don't mess with that Shogun crap.
No, no, not at all. Not with the stuff you got back there. I mean, the thing is, I understand. I mean, there is a point where it comes to, it's like, they've done this same figure. It's like Devastator. Seriously, and I know everybody loves Devastator. I'm about to throw up because I see so many third-party Devastators. It's disgusting. It's like, come on, make something that nobody else is making.
Yeah, that's another one of my points why I think, why not get out of it? Anytime you get something and you pay top dollar for it, a month later they put something else out and you go, oh my God, that's even better than what I have. You know?
Right.
I just wasted all this money on what I thought was the primo thing, and here comes the new one. Hey, here's the new improved model.
Right. I mean, you're always going to have that competition. It's the same thing with automobiles. Same thing with buying cars. Oh, I just got to buy in this awesome car. Three years later, they've done something drastic to the same model, and it's like, oh, my God, I like that one better. So you go turn it in for this, and then before you know it, you're up the debt, up to your ears, and God knows what, because – your eyes are bigger than your wallet sometimes. Everybody is like that, especially with collecting. I mean,
yeah, but I guarantee there's a lot of car collectors that think the same way. This is what they're finding.
And that's their passion. If you see that, that's why they have the car garage. That's why they've invested in the tools, and they've got the specialized jacks and all the, you know, the diagnostic stuff and things like that. They've invested in it. Now, when it becomes an investment, as you know, obviously you've done it as an investment, not just for selling in your store, but for yourself. But it's one of those things. I mean, if you don't think it's going to be profitable, then maybe it might be time to hang up the hat. But I personally think you shouldn't stop, because there's going to be that one time, like the Diaclone thing that's coming out here soon, and a lot of people's probably pre-ordered already. It's the one that's kind of like King Dam,
right?
That's the first one. You know it, and I know it, how vast that line is. If that makes money, you might end up seeing a Fortress X soon. Which those, I mean, to me, those are grails to folks that have never seen one in person.
Right, but my point being is that, and you just kind of, you just said it. You just reiterated what I was saying. When's it all going to end? Yeah, I'll go and get the next one out. I'll get the next one, next one. And
honestly,
it's never going to end.
With our generation, I don't see it ending. I don't. Future generations, possibly. I mean, Cyburn, your generation is going to be the ones that are going to carry the torch, but the ones coming after that, they don't have a lot of relations to toys. We've had podcasts about how toys are. App thing on the toy just to sell it now.
But see, what I see, what you're telling me is that, okay, now I should let the younger generation take over and I should take a back seat and be done with it.
No, what I'm saying is you should collect something and enjoy it as long as you can.
Okay.
I think that's the way with everybody out there. I think you should embrace what you enjoy, not kick that to the side. I mean, the problem is you got a lot of guys out there that just want to kick everything to the side because this, this, and this. Why did you do it? Once you throw your first, you know, some of your loves out the window, yeah, you made time for this other stuff, but you're also losing parts of who you are.
Maybe. Or maybe
now, some people might like say, okay, well, this is the best thing ever, and I love it to death, and this is all I want, you know. And
I don't know anyone that says that that's the best thing ever. I can't think of one person that thinks that that's the best thing ever. I'm sorry.
Hey. I like it. But what I'm saying is, you know, you got the guy out there that's like, oh, my God, I got Grandis, right? Like, I had a Grandis at one time, sold it. But Most people are like, oh my god, I got that. It's the grail. It's the most awesome thing in the world. Once they get it and they set it on the shelf, it's like, I still need Skygary. And they're like, well, it drives that ladder and keeps going and going and going because they're doing something they enjoy.
Right.
If you're not doing something you enjoy, then why do it?
That's why. Well, then there you go. I agree with that as well.
If it's not bringing any more joy, then maybe it might be time to just put a halt on things for a little bit.
Yeah.
Not completely get out of it, but say, I'm going to put on the brakes for maybe a few months and see how it rides.
Yeah, but then the problem is that if you stick with it and you say, well, I'm just not going to do this. I'm just going to do this portion. I'm just going to do this portion. I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm going to talk about Transformers. I'm going to read up on Transformers. I'm just not going to collect it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, well, I'm going to buy this one. But I'm not going to buy any more, and I'm not going to collect. Well, I'm going to buy that one.
Well, and it's like me.
Guess what? You're right back where you were.
Well, it's like me. I collect G2 exclusively only. That's all I collect now. I am not complete with my G2 collection, my original. I'm missing a lot of the European ones. I'm still working on trying to get those. Once I get those, okay, what's left? A few club exclusives, and then the Unite Warrior ones that are coming out.
Okay, and then what? What do you do when you get it all? Are you done?
Okay, no, I'm not done. Because I have other collecting that I'm doing on top of that. Like you like to collect Shogun, right? I've been collecting a lot of the Shogun model kits. Because I like building model kits. It's something I like to do in my spare time. It's something I construct and something cool that I can put up in display and say, look, I built that. I painted that. I put that together. You know? Right. You take your energies and kind of push them in different directions. Now, myself, I had to kind of filter it down a little bit because I have a very busy job. And I normally never get a day off. So I do this stuff kind of just in my spare time.
Right.
But it's like the guy out there that goes out and buys, like, okay, I'm going to buy a Lego set. Okay, where does it stop, right?
That's my
point. You know it, and I know it. We had a ton of Legos. And I unloaded all my Star Wars to you. But the only thing I'm collecting now are the old Lego space sets. That's it. Because I love these. These I had a major connection to, and that's all I want. As soon as I get all these, I'm done with that set. I'm done with all those. I don't need those anymore.
Okay.
You see what I'm getting at?
I do.
You have limited collecting.
But the thing is like I said, with at some point, it's got to end. And now what I want to do is I was going to ask Bryce what he thought.
I think if you're done, you're done. There's no point in forcing yourself to keep going.
You think once you get all your holy grails, or are you even worried about that? I mean, because like I said, once you get a grail, then you get another one, you get another one. I mean,
I need four pieces, and I really just don't care if I get them anymore. I'm at the same point with my G1. I'm just, whatever. I'm happy.
Well, let me ask you this, because you've been in this for a while, and this is a question I was going to pose to Don, too. As part of the older generation, generation one, as far as that's what we grew up on.
Generation 0.5.
Do you think that this is something that, okay, it's time to pass the torch, let the younger people, or do you think it's because of the younger people? You think it's because of the younger people why you don't want to do it anymore?
There's just not a lot of, I don't go on the forums much anymore. I go to the Generation 1 thread, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but why?
There's a lot of just anger. I don't need that crap.
That's my problem, is growing – well, again, having grown up with this stuff in my teens and late 20s, I was not a part of the crowd that was – you know, we all grew up with this thing being this wonderful, incredible, massive, this awesome thing. Nowadays, though, there is some, like what you said, Brycey, there's so much anger. There's so much, no, this sucks. No, yours sucks. No, this is not any good because it's X or Y or Z. And you can't have a difference of opinion as a basic, you know, this is my opinion. We can discuss it. We don't have to be asses about it. And any logical discussion, it's like if we had put that Masterpiece Primal picture on a forum and tried to have a civil discussion.
Oh, it would be all over the place.
It's just like whenever they did the mistransformation of Menasor for Combiner Wars. They put that out, and then everybody's raving, oh, my God, it's mistransforming. It looks like crap, blah, blah, blah.
The thing was hot glued together. I mean, come on.
If they would have watched the video instead of judging off a photo, they would have known better.
But that's my problem. It's hard for me now to enjoy – having grown up on AT&T – in the fandom, I was more used to a bit more of a civil discussion. Yeah, it got bad on there after a while, but there for a while you could have a civil discussion and it not result in just 5-year-old name calling.
So,
but that's part of the problem is I don't like going on the forums anymore outside of a select few places because you really can't have an honest discussion about a figure or a show without – basically, it's a gunfight at the OK Corral. And that's what hurts me wanting to collect. But I told Megamus this. I'm the wrong person to ask because I have been fighting with myself on this very question for the last several years.
Now, see, that statement right there makes me think like you are the perfect person to ask.
Because, see, my goal in my head is to sell all of my collection down to, say, the top 500 just as the initial sell-off. And then over time, parse it down from there as low as I can go and say, this part of my life is over. I'm done. I'll be 46 this year. It's time to stop collecting.
But my question is that during that time, do you continue to collect new?
Yes, because the problem is – they keep coming out with these awesome things that I never thought I would see. Hey, when Classics came out, when we got Prowl and Smokescreen and we got Wheeljack, we thought, we're never going to see better than this. This is as good as it. When we got Alternators, we thought, this is as good as it's going to get. And then we get, like, Classics Inferno and some other, and Classics Tracks and stuff like that. We thought, okay, this is as good as we're going to get. And then we get Masterpiece. And then we get the Fort Max reissue. It's just, you don't want to stop collecting because there's always something awesome coming out sooner or later. And
have you ever considered Weird Wolf, for example? I've known him for a long time. The very first message board I got on back in 2001 when RID was going, it was run by Weird Wolf. And so through all the years I've known him, he's purged his collection many times. And he's at a sort of a state with his collection where I've seen him sort of go through the same things you go through where you want to keep buying the new stuff but it's because it's great. But then – oftentimes it's, and I've seen a lot of collectors do this, they feel that urge of buying all the stuff, and then when the line ends, they cherry pick the ones they want, and then they sell the rest of it.
You would have been better off not buying it in the first place.
Right, right. I can tell you that.
But it's an easy way to fill it, sort of, because in a sense, collecting is an addiction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, A lot of us say we're going to quit, and we do it for a time, and then we start again, and then we get this one piece. But because we got this one piece, we have to have all those other pieces.
Well,
but I found some people.
There's a difference. There is a difference, and I can tell you that the last time I did that was Alternators.
Yeah.
I had to have them all. You know, you got the quote unquote Pokemon syndrome.
Well, we never thought we would get any better than that.
Exactly.
We thought that was as good as it was. It's like, this is it. This is as good as it's ever going to get.
But let me ask you this, Mike. I mean, is there any series that you just had to get every single one of them? By the way, that was him breathing in real heavy. That wasn't like a plane or anything like that. Just that's for our listeners only. Just so they get that.
I'll move that a little bit further away from my face.
Yeah, it wasn't a low flying jet.
I'm wondering. I mean, it was pretty damn loud.
Yeah, I guess I would be that way with Beast Wars in almost a sense. But then again, I've not made a huge effort to finish my Beast Wars collection, and that's because I know that, if I finish it, I probably would stop.
You think you would?
I probably.
All right.
I would go into the state of buying things, only the things that I think look great, and then I would get to the point where it's like, I can't fit this in here anymore, and then I would sell it off again.
Godzilla.
Okay.
Well, Godzilla doesn't count towards
collecting. Let me add one little nuance.
It's collecting still, though. That's the thing we're talking about. Mike, is collecting.
Mike, you came across something really, really important. I like that. Let me add one little nuance to that. Because you said that you were afraid that if you collected like every single one for that series, you'd be done collecting. What if you didn't know what all was made? And you never knew if you were going to be done, because every once in a while, something that you didn't have pops up, something that is just discovered.
Well, that would make it exciting.
Well, you think that. That's where I'm at, because I did that. I had every Beast Machines, I got rid of them. Every G2, I got rid of it. I kept only half, maybe a third of my Beast Wars. And I condensed. And then I decided that I'm only collecting Masterpiece, some third party, and keeping my G1. And the problem is, that I like variations. And every time you turn around, guess what? Someone finds something new, a new variation. So you're talking about something that just keeps changing and changing. So I don't know if it would ever end.
Well, for me. The worst and best thing that ever happened was third party, because we're getting characters that we would never get otherwise, like Hercules. When I got Hercules, I thought there will never be a better Devastator. And again, I was proven wrong. I mean, I still like Hercules, but I also like Titan combined with worst Devastator. But we're getting stuff we never thought we would get. Like Carrie, like, yes, I know Kronos, he has his issues, but again, we've talked about that before. I've got Giant, I've got Kokomon, I've got, it's just, these are the characters, basically. I've heard other people say this, so this is not an original thought. When you saw these characters in the cartoon, these masterpiece third-party things were kind of what you imagine them they should be as toys. But the technology wasn't there at the time. Now we're getting the toys that matches our imagination. And that's very hard to walk away from, because you've got the character the way he or she should look. And you don't, and you, that's the what you've always wanted.
It does have a point there. I mean, think about it. We don't even have a Masterpiece Trailbreaker or Hoist yet. We don't have a Grapple. There's quite a few out there that have not even been like official.
I'm trying to poke Massey. I'm trying to provoke you.
I'm over here sending negative brainwaves to him.
Hey, thanks.
I got you the bandages. Come on.
It's kind of a crux of this show, man.
Well, he actually found the bandages and actually just sort of ripped them to shreds out of the box.
He knew.
Nice.
He's like, prepared. What is this? Just claw, 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 and open the pages everywhere.
That's awesome. All right. So
for me, I'll sum this up so that you can move on to someone else.
All right.
I don't think you should stop collecting. I think you need, if you want to parse it down, do like what Duran did. Bite the bullet, parse it down, but keep your absolute favorites because those are a part of your – they're part of who you are, like what Plasticon said. If you need to parse it down, parse it down. If you need to just go to the core collecting, do that. But don't stop collecting because it brings you enjoyment.
And well, it does, but like I said before, it also brings me headache.
Well, but if you scale back, see, I'm actually collecting less now than I have in the past. I've cut out most of my comics, thanks DC, and so forth. So
New 52.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I am buying, you know, here coming from the guy who just bought Andreas today on eBay, but
for a steal,
oh wait, it was a pretty good deal. It was a pretty good deal. So I'm cutting back, and again, I still want to parse my collection down to say the top 500 or 1,000 or whatever the case may be. But you know, don't stop cold turkey. Do it slowly because if you just stop and sell it as a knee, it's like when my mom passed away. My knee jerk reaction was box everything up, go down, take over the house, get a job down there, don't lose the house. And then I realized I'm a single man with a cat. My mom and dad had a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath house. That's a lot of house for one person. And also the job market in that area was not that great without doing a lot of traveling. So my knee-jerk reaction, if I had done that, I would probably not be in a as good of a place as I am now, for the most part. And that's what, if you did that, if you just knee-jerked and said, sell it all, keep this shelf, and then you'll realize, well, it took me forever to find that. It took me forever to find that. And I really liked them, but I didn't think it through. It's like you're talking about Holy Grails. This is not bragging, so please don't think that. I don't have any Holy Grails left because I was lucky enough being at my age to get most of everybody's Holy Grails: Overlord, Victory Shuttle. I got Dagbase instead of Grandis, but it's still the same mold. I got that when they were relatively plentiful in Japan and not as expensive. The only Holy Grails I really have left is Minerva and some of the Autobot Headmaster heads from Japan. But, and that's really about it. But I'm not going to pay those prices they bring for a Headmaster Junior, no matter what the character is, and worry about it turning yellow a year later in a dark closet. So it's not the Holy Grail that drives me. It's more I'm getting characters, especially in third party, that finally look like the way they always should have. And I'm still trying to balance that out. But if you stop, but if you just quit and stop, you're going to regret it. And now he's looking at me with hunger in his eyes.
Here it comes.
You just had food. I gave you a big bowl of food.
This is snack.
Come on.
We'll see. We'll look at him. I mean, he's just.
Yeah, he's ready.
Pounce.
But let me ask you this. So, you know, we were talking about like the interest groups and, you know, forums and how it's just become, I mean, it's just a playground for negativity.
Bryce, he said it, toxic. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's always been toxic.
But not to the degree where you've got actual hate. I mean, disagreeing is one thing, but actual hate.
When it first started on the forums, the moderators would string you up and kick you out if you were as toxic as now.
It's just
like, whatever, who cares?
That's just the degeneration of the internet in itself. But
we are in an age right now where you got a lot of folks out there are hating on everything that they possibly can. Why? Either A, they're jealous. B, they're just doing it to get a rise out of you. Or C, they're just unhappy people, period. I mean, there's some people out there, that's all they want to do. It's like the guys that hate on me because I love Generation 2, whatever, I don't care. It's what you want.
But I know some people out there
get really annoyed by it. I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the big thing here to me is, and I don't want to sound like, I come into this fandom from a different point of view than most everybody here. And that I came in as a Beast Wars fan, and if you were a Beast Wars fan back when there was only two generations, and it was G1 and it was Beast Wars, you came onto the internet full of people who hated everything that you liked.
Now, wait a minute. You're not alone, because I got out of Transformers, and the only thing that brought me back was Beast Wars. Now, I may have had – and I literally had a little box of Transformers before Beast Wars came out. And then I started collecting the Beast Wars, and that got me to go back and get the G1. So I am a perfect example of a G1er who quit, and it was Beast Wars that brought me back.
We have several people here who are like that as well. But I think you still had that appreciation for G1. See, when I started, I didn't know anything about G1.
Mine was more nostalgia.
Yeah. But so even if we said that, even then, if you were coming onto the internet back in 1996, 1998, you know, those ranges, you were going onto the internet that was, if you found a Transformer site, it was a lot of truck, not monkey, you know, Beast Wars is crap, you know, Transformers aren't animals, they're trucks and cars. I don't consider, you'll still find plenty of posts, you know, when MP Primals, you know, the magazine scans went out recently. There was plenty of posts of, I don't consider Beast Wars Transformers. It's like, well, you don't really get to choose that. You get to choose that for your own shelves, of course. Sure. But it's like, it's an attitude that has existed since the very second series in Transformers 30 years of existence. So I don't know if I see the internet as a whole has gone down the just
crapper.
Crap. Yeah.
Go down the crapper.
Exactly. But as for there being hate everywhere in the Transformers fandom, it's been there since the internet existed.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, looking back when the internet first kicked on, even during G1, you had pre-movie and post-movie. And once people finally got on the internet, on ATT and other places, and people were talking about, oh, I love season 3. No, season 3 is crap. G1 is just up to the movie.
And it's still going on.
Oh, yeah. And I'm saying, I mean, even within what we call G1, this holy, untouchable bubble of perfection that it's not, even within that bubble of G1, you had decisiveness, I should say, between pre-movie, post-movie timelines. And God forbid, Rebirth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just... you add Rebirth into the mix, and you've got a further fracturing of the G1. So,
well, and that's just, I mean, when it comes down to it, that's just human nature. Everything, it's incorrect to say everything comes down to you like it or you hate it, but it's the easiest way to delineate. Yeah. I mean, that's why in most, you know, democratic societies, you have two major parties. Because it's that 50-50 mentality of, you know, human beings.
But I think what it boils down to is, if you don't like something, you don't have to hate someone that does. There's no reason for it.
Well, but the problem is that not everyone shares your view.
Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if we all work together, young fans, old fans, casual fans, diehard fans, if we all work together to make the forums and the gathering places less toxic, then we can, the fandom will continue even in whatever dry spells we're going to have eventually when this Transformers freight train rolls to a stop. But we've all got to work together to make it less toxic.
You're right there, Don. When do you guys think it's going to come to a halt? I mean, they're going to put out one more movie. Do you think that's really a 20 thing?
The movies are confirmed up until number 8.
Right. But my question
that's what I'm saying, but after that,
you think it's a train? It's a train wreck. That's what it is. The movies, I'll be the first one to say it. I really didn't like the 07 movie. I was very disappointed in it. But it brought in a lot of fans. And it brought in a lot of where we're at now. I don't think we would have had Masterpiece if it wasn't for those movies.
Honestly, I don't think we would have had Third Party as hardcore if it wasn't for that movie.
That movie money up until 1 through 4 has brought us so much. Classics, Reveal the Shield, Generations, the stuff we're getting lately with, Combiner Wars. I don't think any of that would exist in the state it exists now without that movie money pumping millions of dollars into Hasbro. But again, the movies is another example of a toxic environment. I liked the first movie. I'm the exact opposite of Megamas. I liked the first movie. Is it one of my top 5? No. But I do like it better than the subsequent follow-ups.
Well, I never said I liked them any more or less.
Right.
But I guess I was very disappointed for a lot of reasons, and you got to remember. I guarantee you had the same disappointments I did.
Oh yeah.
I didn't like the looks. I'm sorry, they're too organic looking. They didn't look like G1. They didn't sound like it. Blah 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 blah. Blah. Whatever. We're not going to go into that. But there were reasons why. But I can honestly sit here and say that I'm very thankful that we got them.
Yeah.
We had to have them.
But,
it revived
a whole new generation, like a new universe is the way I saw it. A lot of people like, that's not Generation 1 or whatever. It's a different universe. It's like taking R.I.D. Optimus and putting him in the G1 universe. It just doesn't fit.
It's just another universe to Axiom Nexus. You don't like it, you don't have to watch it. Exactly. Just don't hate people that do like it.
It's like the guys that love when they hear Voltron, they think Lion Force. I like Daruga, which is Vehicle Voltron. So there's two different types, two different universes. One isn't better than the other. They're both Voltron, just a different universe.
Yeah.
Well, I guess for now, I'm not even gonna say for now. I think what I've been doing, I'm gonna continue to do. I buy less and less each year. There's a few things that I am going to do. I was the guy that when I saw the, especially with Combiners, I saw that first figure come out, I pre-ordered it. And then the next one came out, I pre-ordered it. That way I got all 5 of them, and I had them before I saw the reviews, and I got them before, guess what? The next new thing's out. And I'm going to stop doing that. Am I telling other people to do that? Yeah. I think it's a smart way to go. I can't think of one pre-order that something came out that I wasn't able to get later. Even that the Glacial Lords, when I missed the first release on that because I was skeptical about it, and then I kicked myself in the butt because it took me forever to get them. But guess what? I did. So yeah. I think that's one thing I'm going to change. I think my pre-order list is going to drop significantly. Not just because I'm waiting for the next big thing, not because I want to make sure the quality is good, not just. Of course, that's part of it, but I want to make sure that I'm truly wanting this stuff as opposed to just collecting it to be collecting. And I think that's where my problem lies. There's still fun in finding the old variations, but they're so sporadic that I don't think that's going to be that big of a deal. It's the new stuff, the masterpiece, the third party, that sometimes I wonder if I'm just buying it to be buying it. So I think that's going to change.
This is a question I got for you then, Brett. When it comes to your hot toys, you don't just jump on the first one that comes out, do you?
No.
You wait a while, right?
Right. I mean,
approach it just like that then.
I probably have 20 to 25 hot toys, and you know there's hundreds out there.
Oh, I know. I mean, there's an entire G.I. Joe line that's nothing but those.
Right, so you're correct. I should probably be more choosy.
And that's the same thing I've – kind of the same thing I've done where I choose to collect just Generation 2. And I'm collecting, you know, models of Shogun and Shogogan. Mm-hmm. And just little things. Like when it comes to G.I. Joe, honestly, the ones I'm probably going to be going after are the G.I. Joe Transformer crossovers, and that's it.
Yeah,
I was one of those guys that really wanted to get numbered with a whole bunch of G.I. Joe. But any of you guys out there that's a Joe fan, you know how large those vehicles are and how quickly you could fill up a room.
Well, sure, true. Yeah. But yeah, the other thing, insane, so. Well, the other thing I was thinking is I was going to go along with what both Don and Bryce said in regards to the forums. And I've limited there's a couple of forums that I used to go on daily that I generally go on weekly, bi-weekly maybe, and I'm okay with that. And I have noticed a lot of the, and it's not just, I'm not going to say anger because I don't get mad, but the negativity that you get from those sites, I see less of it, a lot less of it. And I think that's a good thing. So I'm going to continue to do that.
I think I've
less exposure keeps it more keeps it from being as toxic.
I see some and it keeps you from wanting to strangle people.
Well, and the big thing is we have the Facebook generation now. I mean, our very own. Really the only place I really go to converse with fans is our own Facebook page. And I feel like nowadays, if you like something specific, you go and find that very specific group or, you know, maybe even website or forum. But, you know, it's one of those things where we've sort of maybe gone into a little bit into isolation, where it used to be we had to go to those big forums to find other fans.
That's all you had.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I mean, I can say this, and this, I'm going to say one last thing, and then I'm done. I agree. I believe that our Facebook page and the viewers and the people that are there that we interact with, I we get good discussions, but I don't feel the negativity. And Bryce has a wonderful buy sell trade on Facebook, and that's another one. I generally have no problems. You know, I mean, they're out there. And then, of course, there's a lot of other ones that I'm still members of, but I don't go on. And it's because there's a lot of them out there that just, they let it go. They let the bickering, the hating, and I just don't go on them. So they're out there. Just make sure you find them and become a part of that group.
Filter what you guys like. Avoid the negativity. If somebody just consistently rants, maybe you should just block and ignore that person and just move on. I mean, seriously, is it really going to affect your day? My whole thing is, if you're on Facebook and Facebook's affecting the way you eat and sleep, you got a bigger problem than just Facebook. Sorry, but you just do. So do the things you enjoy and don't let that ruin your day, period.
Yeah. All right. As he leaves,
he's coming back. My dog was crying, wanting out of the room. But, yeah, so, I mean, this was a good discussion. I think we all sort of face the same problem. I'm going to be honest. My collecting this year, though, this year I collected pretty much anything that came out in the Combiner Wars line because I really enjoyed it. But when I'm looking at this year, aside from what's coming out, with the, you know, using the Combiner War molds, the only thing I'm looking to buy this year is the Skullcruncher and the Mindwipe that's coming out in the Titan Wars line. Really, I've cut my or pared my collecting down to buying Beast Wars whenever I can find them at a good price. And I'm not really hunting them down on eBay or anything like that. I buy them from some people on our Facebook group. I buy them from, you know, hobby shops and stuff like that, just to have the thrill of finding something new. But I think everyone really hits that point where, you know, we can't sustain anymore. And so it's a real thing that all of us are going to hit at some point. Newer fans that are just starting to collect, it's going to hit you too one of these days.
Well, I wonder if they bought 20 new figures, like, released past 1992 in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so that is going to be episode 186 of TFYLP. Hopefully it was a good, serious discussion. Hopefully you got some good stuff out of that, because it's something that, as a collector, that we all end up facing. I'm going to let these guys once again just say their salutations. We had Brycey.
Stay warm, losers.
We had Don.
Take care, everybody.
Plasticon.
You guys have a good night.
And Magnus.
Just bye, then. Bye.
Buy them all! Collective.
Out of Cyberin 2. Been another episode of Transformers for your listening pleasure. We'll see you next week.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.